The following is paid for by Veteran Rescue Mission. The host is solely responsible for its content. Opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of KVOI or its sponsors.
Welcome to the Marketing Corner with Sean Campbell and co-host John McClain.
Welcome, everybody, to the Marketing Corner with yours truly, Sean Campbell. And you misheard. It's not co-host John McClain. It's co-host Ron Arenas.
Yep.
How are you doing today?
Good. I'm doing great.
So John took the day off to watch the Super Bowl because he couldn't take the pressure of us going up against the Super Bowl.
Right, right. But no, we're here for you.
He has no faith in me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going at this full force, and we're going to take down the Super Bowl today with this unbelievable show.
Right.
Unbelievable show.
We're going to do it.
Sans John.
Yeah.
We got an unbelievable guest today, Wyatt Chambers from CS Design Studios. We'll introduce him in a moment. But Ron.
Yes.
What do you do again? Because you're not on the radio enough.
Right. Yeah. So my regular day job is Picturox Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. Mm-hmm. We're your full service air conditioning, heating, and plumbing contractor for both residential and commercial.
Yep. But more importantly, you're co-host of the Marketing Corner.
That's right.
That's right. You know, I think you're going to steal this gig from John.
I don't know. He does a pretty good job.
He's all right. He's all right. It's all about, for John, it's all about John. Have you noticed that? He steals the limelight. He talks about his eyes.
Oh, yeah.
How handsome he is, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, we can all be handsome on the radio.
First guest, and it's going to be our only guest today. It's a very special show because Mr. Chambers from CS Design Studios has a lot of information. And this is going to be, from the six episodes so far, this is probably going to have the most pure marketing information. We've had a lot of talk about entrepreneurship, mindset, small business, right. You know, hiring people, networking, the show you featured yourself on. But pure marketing, digital marketing, there's nobody better than to have Wyatt in here.
Yeah, I'm excited.
How you doing, Wyatt?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. That's a pretty high, lofty goal there,
I
man.
I set the bar high.
You set it way too high.
But that's why you're here.
We'll see.
I've been blessed with the best guests so far. I mean, just home run after home run, week after
you
week.
Do.
Experts. And you know, it's only cost, well, I'm not going to tell Wyatt how much it costs the other people here. You're taking the day off from this. Who do you got, the Chiefs or the Eagles in the Super Bowl? Or does it matter?
For me, it's just to go and have fun.
Go have fun.
So I don't really have a team picked. You know, I would say that a lot of my family's on the Chiefs side. Is that right?
Yeah.
Kansas City?
Yeah. The two of you are wearing green today.
Yeah, we
so
are.
So by default, you had to go for the Eagles.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So and I'll take the Chiefs.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, the Eagles just beat my 49ers, so.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm too fond of them right now.
Beat my Cowboys.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Both great teams.
Yeah. But anyway, so Wyatt, we want to get into this first couple of segments into AI.
Sure.
That's the huge, huge topic of marketing, of business today. I know I may have used some AI to assist me to be a little more efficient in what I do.
Right.
But Wyatt, and just to give a little brief background, we're going to get through this, you know, throughout the whole show, but Wyatt and his team specializes in a website, SEO, Google Ads. What else am I missing, Wyatt?
Generating ads, handling SEO, SEM, social media, GBP, Google Business Profile.
Yeah.
Everything that surrounds the Google sphere that you can think of.
Yeah.
Not everything. They have a lot of tools.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
And to add just a little more pressure on you, Wyatt is also a fractional CMO.
Right.
Yeah. So what does that entail for those clients?
Yeah. Fractional CMO. A lot of companies, you know, I have over 118 clients with CS. It continues to grow every month. But as we move along, I was sitting there with my business development manager, marketing director, and said, hey, how many of the folks that we're working with have marketing managers? Not a whole lot.
No, especially small companies.
Especially the SMB market. Yeah, the SMB market. A lot of times the CEO is doing it, or they're paying lower level folks to do stuff that they don't want to do, or haven't figured out,
Or don't know how to do,
don't know how to do it. Thinking, well, they're young, they know how to use Facebook, they know how to use Instagram,
right?
And then that's the voice of the company online. Yeah. Doesn't work out too great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have an expert, is what you're saying, right?
Well, I know Sean's you're an expert in social media, and then on the other side of the block where I've been playing is on Google Business Profile, and I've seen that develop where reputation's everything. You know, a good thing to do is just Google yourself, your name, or your company. If you're under 4 stars, you got some work to do.
Oh yeah,
and if you have no stars, even worse, you're wide open.
Yeah.
Is it still true that a business that is a 5.0 is a little more non-trustworthy than somebody with like a 4.7, 4.8, 4.6?
That's a myth.
It's a myth.
That's a myth. I've heard that argument. Uh-huh. But now I'm working with several companies that are able to maintain a 5.0, including mine.
Wow.
One we have is a pest control company, just Pest Friends. I think we passed like 420.
Oh, wow.
And the only way that you can maintain that high level of a 5.0 is if you make it right when stuff goes wrong.
So
a lot of that, you know, a lot of these business owners that have finally figured it out, if they haven't already, is that reputation is everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we do it already on Amazon, right? You're not going to buy a piece of electronics if you see 3 stars.
Right.
What about a guy coming over to fix your plumbing or HVAC?
Yeah.
You got 3 stars. Probably don't want that guy working on my stuff.
Right.
Yeah. And they read the reviews also.
They read the reviews.
Sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I can't tell you how many people call us on a monthly basis and say, you know, I made my decision based on not only the reviews, but I watched your videos on YouTube. You know, for the last couple of years, we've been filming YouTube videos. Just as a testimonial to say, you know what? Who's your best salesperson? It's your customer. Customer will tell the story, and kind of like this radio show. We don't have a script here.
Right.
So when somebody comes online and say, look, just tell me about your interaction with Sean, you know, with what Sean does, and boom, they come in, they if it's unscripted and they're getting the emotion into it.
Yeah.
Isn't that believable?
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, and I think I'm trying to think of what, you know, Jeffrey Gittimer, a big sales guru, says, you know, who's your best salesman? It's your customer. Get them on video.
Yeah.
If they write a review, great. If they're a great customer, say, hey, can I come back? Let's get this on. Would you do that for me? So we do a lot of that too. Media, thus social media, it all ties into marketing.
Right.
Thus the marketing corner.
Yeah. So you just celebrate your 15th anniversary at CS Design Studios.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thanks, man. We were all in Slack and all of a sudden I got this.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I got this huge post. Hey, congrats. Why it's 15 years. I'm like, so it's cool. My team reminded me, but 15 years. I'm like, oh, man, I'm feeling old. But you know what's cool is a lot of people don't stay in this area.
Right.
You know, usually the first people to go are your marketing people or your salespeople in any organization.
Oh, yeah.
It's very, a lot of pressure on those guys.
Yeah.
Heart goes out.
Yeah. So for lasting over 10 years as you have, and, you know, where do you think you rank nationally amongst other, you know, marketing agencies?
Yeah. I mean, that's a tough question, but I would say that, you know, the markers are if you pass $1 million in revenue and if you've passed 10 years, you're one of 100 that's still left. And that's SBA.
So the 1%.
The 1%. Wow. Now, does that mean I feel like I'm the 1%? No, it doesn't. It just means I've beat some of those stats, you know, either stubbornness or non-willingness to give up. But we grow every year.
Yeah.
And I have to give a shout out to team members. And I need to give a shout out also to my team.
Yeah.
You know, the team.
Phenomenal
customers.
Team.
Yeah. Sure.
Good stuff. And good we haven't started talking about our topic yet.
Right.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Marketing Corner with Sean Campbell. I'm your co-host, Ron Arenas from Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. Give us a call at 520-440-4069 or picturerockscooling.com. We'll be back in a moment.
Welcome back to The Marketing Corner with yours truly, Sean Campbell, special co-host, Ron Arenas.
Hello there.
So we didn't even get starting the topic yet.
We didn't. We're just having a good time having a conversation.
So when you're listening to this right now, turn down the Super Bowl so you can hear these next 3 segments because you're going to get a lot more for yourself and your business than you are watching the Super Bowl.
Right.
Keep the nachos next to you. That's fine. Grab a pen or pencil and start taking some notes, because I promise you, I mean, this next three segments you could go into work the next day, tomorrow, Monday, and be substantially better with your marketing program than you
right,
are.
Right, right.
Absolutely.
Just ready to go at
take
it for that
notes.
Next week. Yeah,
take some notes or rewatch this on YouTube. What do you even need to do? Learn from this show. This is why we're doing it.
Right.
Right. So why else would I be missing the Super Bowl?
That's right.
Wyatt, AI. Huge topic.
Huge topic. Yeah. And, you know, we're going to see this thing unfold.
Yeah.
And it's unfolding right now before our eyes. I've been following Google before it was even popular here in this town, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody was rocking around with the yellow pages.
Yeah.
We used to call them the garbage pages. I've gotten more diplomatic over the years. It can serve a purpose. I'll just say that, you know, what's happening with AI, mm-hmm. and you see this constantly on LinkedIn, on marketing channels, that it's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
Now, think about how you do searches right now. What do? You do a voice search either on your phone,
mm-hmm.
or you type in keywords, and what comes back? You get search engine results pages, or what we call mm-hmm. SERPs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, right next to that is usually your business listings. But when somebody is searching, what are they looking for, typically?
Just services, usually.
Yes.
Or a restaurant.
Businesses, services, goods, whatever. They're looking for answers to their questions.
Right.
And so, you know, imagine, and Google just announced this, that they're going to be including this kind of AI into their stuff. What that's going to look like, we'll see.
Hmm.
But one that you hear a lot of stuff on is ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is that all about?
Mm-hmm.
If you were to go to openai.com and register for an account,
mm-hmm.
you can start asking questions, and it's going to give you answers.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can direct it too. For example, if you wanted to write, you know how hard it is to write service pages for your website on plumbing and HVAC,
mm-hmm.
or maybe an FAQ.
Right.
It's like, what do you do when in Tucson it gets below 30 degrees? What should you have on your pipes? You know, now you could sit there and write for an hour or two and come up with something, or you could have chat, you know, the chat bot there, write it in moments.
Wow.
For example, say, hey, write me an enthusiastic service page
mm-hmm.
on insulating my pipes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then you could make it 1,000 words.
Because
mm-hmm. what do we know about, search engine optimization and marketing is content's king. So if we have an article that's uh-huh. longer
mm-hmm.
and it includes content that a user is looking for, what's Google going to do with that content?
Yeah, it's going to recognize it.
It's going to recognize it, and it's going to rank it.
Yeah.
Especially if it's good content.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens over time is more viewers that are on it, time on page.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're tying things in there like, okay, well, if they read the content and there's a call to action, they fill a form out, or let's just say they click on a button on that page to call you.
Right.
We have an action attributed to that in our tag manager. Now it's all being configured in that algorithm. So there's a use for the AI to create content.
Tremendous use.
And just that alone. Now, one of the things that you'll see is you might be waiting. It's free right now.
Mm-hmm.
There is a paid version. I think it's like $42 a month. But a lot of times, mm-hmm. once you open up an account, it'll say, hey, it's offline. There's not enough mm-hmm. processing power here. It's not open.
Right. Yeah. Everyone else is using it.
Everybody else is using it. Yeah. Write their college papers. So, you know, you can do the paid version. You know, a tip I'll give you guys, and I've been doing it for myself, is leave that tab open. Don't close it.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't
stay in line.
You have to hit a refresh on it, but it has never told me the resources aren't available yet.
Right.
And I'm not paying for it yet.
Yeah.
Will I? Yeah. I'm sure I'll get to a point mm-hmm. where I need to pay for it. But some of the things that you see happening is Google, you know, the founders coming out of the woodworks. Mm-hmm. You're seeing articles on Forbes.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a disruptor.
Yeah.
Mm. Imagine how it's going to be where, hey, I'm going to get my answers that I want without looking at SERPs or having to comb through, mm-hmm. you know, PageRank 1, PageRank 2.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
Chat, GPT is going to give me the answer.
Yep.
Now, where you're going to throw that AI into a mass confusion is when you start asking, hey, tell me who the number one plumber is.
Well, that's subjective, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, we all think we're number one, but
yeah.
So that's the kind of stuff that you're not going to be asking ChatGPT. And mm-hmm. and I've noticed that there are a couple different topics that you'll ask questions. They're like, yeah, we can't. Mm-hmm. There's a code yeah. of ethics. We're not going to answer
right.
that.
Mm, right.
I've been surprised with some of the questions I've asked ChatGPT, mm-hmm. but I do like if you're like, hey, give me the top 10 things I can do to keep my AC running. But it'll list all 10 right
yeah.
there for you.
Yeah.
Wow. Top 10.
Yeah.
What can you use that for? Oh, here's another marketing tip.
Yeah, maybe yeah. a social media post or
right.
two.
Yeah. Right.
So rumor has it I use it to write an article for my own company page
mm-hmm.
on LinkedIn. Now, I went through, it was very well written, but I also kind of personalized it.
Right.
I mean, a 1,000-word article on LinkedIn took me about 2 minutes to do.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you know? That is amazing.
Very good.
Now, what you said was the key, though, Sean, is you personalized it. So
yes.
you get an article back, and mm-hmm. you will see some of the AI quirks.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like repeats of some of the same things. Mm-hmm. Now, you don't notice mm-hmm. it often, but when you see that and you personalize it, well, now you've made it your own.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, right. And it only goes back to, was it 2021 or 2022?
2021, yes, I believe so. Yeah.
So, you know, one of the companies I started, there's no information on it. So okay. when I ask, who is yeah. this? It says there's no info.
Oh, interesting.
And there's an example of, it might be new disruptive technology, but there's no intel mm-hmm. after, mm-hmm. you know, in that time frame. So there are going to be some circumstances where right. it'll come up with nothing.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that you still can't use it for research and do some of the things
Absolutely.
That you need to do.
Yeah.
Now, that's just one of many AI programs.
Mm-hmm.
I've been using it for more than a year and a half, mm-hmm. not ChatGPT, but other tools out there
mm-hmm.
For SEO purposes.
What other yeah. tips do you have? Maybe another one or two. I mean, mm-hmm. you already gave us, I think we both contributed to, you know, the content for a website,
sure.
an article, a blog, FAQs. What's another thing a small business owner can get up after their Super Bowl hangover tomorrow?
yeah.
And say, you know what, I could put this in place, utilizing...
Sure.
An AI tool.
Well, one of the things that people like is information, right?
Right.
And you've probably heard the term squeeze page.
Mm-hmm.
You can create a click magnet. For example, let's just put it on social and say, hey, mm-hmm. you know, what are some tips that you can use right now to keep your, you know, HVAC or your plumbing rolling smoothly?
Mm-hmm.
And then they got to give you a little something, right? Mm-hmm. Get their email or their mm-hmm. phone number.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you can have, you know, write an article on those tips. Create a PDF out of it. Now they got to download it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So now we call that a click magnet, right? It's mm-hmm. it's something that they click on. They're getting a downloadable, mm-hmm. but they got to give you something. Now you've just created a lead generation source for your sales team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or you add them to your LinkedIn page if yep. you're doing B2B. If it's business to consumer, you could send them a newsletter if you wanted to.
Right.
A lot of different things you could do for remarketing with that kind of content.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a third thing. I would say that would be low-hanging fruit
yeah.
For that kind of a yeah. Purpose.
Yeah, we have two more segments we got to get into. That was a ton of information right there. In case someone wants to get a hold of you, Wyatt, what's yeah. the best way to do that?
Yeah, csdesignstudios.com is a good place to go. I also mm-hmm. have my LinkedIn profile.
Mm-hmm.
It's rare that I turn anybody down, especially from Tucson. I like to yeah. cross-connect. So
right. yeah.
on LinkedIn, you can do that too. But csdesignstudios.com,
mm-hmm.
Call me in my cell even, 520-647-1646. Text me. Yeah.
Great. Yeah. You're listening to The Marketing Corner with Sean Campbell. I'm your co-host, Ron Arenas. We'll see you in a minute.
We're back with The Marketing Corner with yours truly, Sean Campbell. And how was that last segment?
Oh, that was great. There is so much information to take from that.
Oh man!
Yeah,
I mean, this is the reason why we're doing the show.
That's right.
You know,
that's
I mean, to provide this value and information to help improve small businesses, not locally, but wherever you're listening to, right?
Right.
So that was tremendous. I should start getting subscriptions for the show. put this on serious.
Yeah, yeah.
Should I mention the competitors?
Probably not.
Why? Do you got more stuff about AI or did we tax all that?
Oh, man, we got plenty more. You know, there's a lot of different tools out there to use mm-hmm. for your small businesses. One that I just came across was, how many times do you ever have to generate an ad for something? Yeah. And most of it's digital now, right?
Yeah.
Digital. I don't know the name of the tool offhand, but I will tell you, this is something I just discovered in the last 3 weeks.
where, you know, you upload your logo.
Mm-hmm.
It pulls the colors. You write a headline. And it generates 100 different ads for you.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it'll tell you what they think the conversion rate will be.
That's amazing. Things.
Yeah, so you could sit around the campfire and talk about how great something looks, mm-hmm. but and say, hey, the AI is telling me I feel a little more towards this ad than the other.
Yeah.
And it might strike at the hearts of some people's ego and that CEO's suite, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. it's nice when you could generate that many ads pretty quickly because mm-hmm. iterations cost money in the graphics world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you're doing an iteration on a logo or an ad, you know, you're usually on an hourly rate
mm-hmm.
retainer. You know, that could be as little as 50 an hour up to some of these other guys are 150 now. It just depends who you're dealing with. So AI for that purpose, for generating ads, huge.
Mm-hmm.
That tool's out there. Some of the guys in the office have been toying around with AI artwork.
Mm-hmm.
It's where Star Wars buffs here. That's why I got one.
Yeah.
I know we haven't talked about The Mandalorian, which is coming out in March, but big fan of that. They were giving the graphics engine with AI on it, say, hey, I want to see Darth Vader. With a cup of coffee in the office.
Oh.
Dude, I got the pick. Wow. It's awesome. I'm like, okay, give me more of this. So it's neat what you can do on some of the creative.
Yeah.
Even if it's being AI generated. I was looking at an app on a phone. Of course, they want a subscription.
Yeah.
But you can, put parameters in there and the artwork gets cranked out.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And what's cool about that is for creatives, which the whole studio is full of creatives, mm-hmm. sometimes you run out of ideas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, maybe in the HVAC world, what would you do for creative? You know, I'm not sure what your logo looks like right now, but say, hey, let's mix this in with it.
Yeah.
Let's
see what that looks like. There's a lot of different things that you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe brand pop out.
Absolutely. It'd be fun with the Super Bowl stuff. Start talking about, hey, mm-hmm. I want an Eagles player running into, I don't know. You know, whatever, man. You can just give the parameters and mm-hmm. the AI cranks it out. So there's another, you know, as far as the creative side, if you're coming up with mm-hmm. ideas, sometimes we run out mm-hmm. in specific areas. And it's nice to just have some other sources you could lean on without necessarily, mm-hmm. reaching out to other creatives if you don't have time or the expense.
Right.
Keep in mind,
right.
a lot of these AI tools, they're not perfect, but they will help save some time and money. Companies that are jumping on board with that tech, you know, it's not, I think people that know how to use it effectively, they're going to do a lot in the marketing segment.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
The ones that fight it, they're going to keep paying a lot more money. I think it's just going to streamline some of those costs where we're not spending so much on some of the content writing is expensive. A good content writer. And I'm not saying that AI is necessarily going to replace a content writer, but certainly can enhance. You know, you're not going to replace an artist,
right?
But man, it can enhance and help. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just grasping onto some of these tools. So ad generation, copy. What about research? Mm-hmm. That's one thing we didn't talk about is research. Mm-hmm. For example, what if I said, you can ask ChatGPT, what are the best keywords for your industry?
Oh, yeah.
And you can be very specific in Tucson, Arizona.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah, it is.
You know, a lot of people don't know how to do the keyword research or have the tools, but you can it will pull it with some pretty good accuracy. So another application of some of that AI stuff. Now, I'll tell you, how about I give you some AI fails?
Yeah.
You want to hear some AI fails? Be careful. Now, when I say be careful, that means I've already failed with this. Okay. I have no problem sharing fails. If you're responding to reviews...
Mm-hmm.
We were using some AI to responsive to reviews incorrectly. So if you use AI to respond to reviews, make sure you at least read the response.
Proofread it,
I got slammed by a customer, and needless to say, we read all of our reviews now.
Mm-hmm.
And not all are AI generated. And it was kind of humorous. and probably didn't hurt anybody. But, you know, it's one of those things where, it can fail bad on review responses. Mm-hmm. That tool's called Jasper.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good tool out there. Another fail. you can do outreach on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
There's several tools. Well, the tool I was using was called Copilot, where you can do outreach, create business lists. Mm-hmm. And typically what happens on LinkedIn, if anybody listening's on LinkedIn,
mm-hmm.
you're doing business to business.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever accepted somebody's request? And then instantly,
all the time,
you got a message back from them, and there's all this junk tied to it.
Yeah.
They consider that AI. I call it a choose your own adventure. Yeah. Send out a message. Okay. and that tells me, you know what? I probably don't want to respond to this person.
Right.
Because they're just trying to AI me. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to get AI. I don't want a real relationship. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. So if you do use like a Copilot or a tool like that, put some delay on that. Mm. So if you accept a request, it doesn't come back within a half second.
Right.
Give it a couple hours or even a day.
Yeah.
And then the business owner is not thinking, oh, this guy's AI in me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'd be better to get a real message back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will share one other tool out there called, we just started using this. It's neat. Let's just say you had a list of customers to reach out to. People respond to video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What if I could say, give me a list, have everybody's names on it, and we're going to record you one time, your video one time. And I'm not talking about deep fake, but I am talking about you doing a script, recording yourself, and it's able to do the other names once it records and learns your pattern of your voice.
Oh.
So now you could generate 1,000 videos with AI.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's doable right now. And, you know, that's pretty cool. Like if you go to an event or something like that, and all of a sudden you're sending out all these videos.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome stuff.
Yeah.
Competitive edge. And that's already been out, being used.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to see a lot more of it. This deep fake stuff that we see, it's scary how real it's becoming.
Yeah.
In one way it can be scary, but the other thing is for marketing, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, personalized messaging.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You're listening to the Marketing Corner with Sean Campbell. I'm your co-host, Ron Arenas, with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing.
Welcome back to the Marketing Corner. It's the fourth quarter.
It
is. 31-31. But we got the ball at the 50. What are we going to do? How are we going to win this game?
Well, we're just going to push forward and do what we've been doing the whole game.
Didn't you say your son was like an all-state lineman?
He was
an all-state lineman.
Yeah, yeah.
For what school?
CDO.
CDO.
He was second team all-state.
Is he still in high school?
He is. He's going to graduate in May.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where does he want to go to the play next level at?
You know, I don't know if he's going to play.
No?
Yeah, I think he's a little bit burned out.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What's he going to do?
I'm not sure.
He's going to become a VP for Pitcher Rocks Heating and Cooling.
He might come work with us, or he might, you know, choose to go work somewhere else.
Yeah. Wyatt, what would you give somebody who has ambition in getting into the marketing arena right now as a marketer? Because I think you and I have talked about this before. You know my feelings about this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Someone wants to get into the marketing and open up their agency tomorrow after hearing all the good stuff you've given us. I'm going to be a marketing. I'm going to open XYZ marketing firm tomorrow. What would you say?
You know what got me into it,
honestly,
in the beginning was I was so impressed with what you could do with paid per click dollars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some magic when you can put some money in and get some leads out.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think for anybody that has an interest in marketing, it's what is the benefit to the business owner?
Mm-hmm.
It's such a tried and true close relationship with the C-suite.
Mm-hmm.
Really. Mm-hmm. Because if they don't got marketing figured out and they don't have sales figured out, they don't have a business.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I would say that if you're okay with some of the high stress that comes with, you know, hey, it ain't working, your job's gone.
Yeah.
Don't get into it. But, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. One thing I belong to a few Facebook groups that specialize, it's groups of social media marketers, right? Mm-hmm. And people that are getting into social media. And inevitably, once, twice, three times a week, there's somebody new that's saying, okay, I'm all ready to go. How do I find clients? Now, I've restrained myself from doing this, right? But it's like, if you can't find yourself your own clients, how are you going to find a small business theirs?
Right.
You know? And, you know, no disrespect to any other industry at all, right? But to be a marketer, in my opinion, and why tell me if I'm wrong, you got to be a good salesperson first.
Sure.
Right? You got to know there's a lot of psychology to it. There's a lot of metrics. There's a lot of data you have to absorb.
Yeah.
You got to be creative. There's so many hats that you need to wear. If you were an educator, which is a very admirable position, right? Very admirable. But you want to get into social media marketing?
Yeah.
No. No, you're not. It's not something that you just jump into and say, I'm going to post for this small business a couple of times a week and boost the post.
Yeah.
It's not that, you know? So it's one of the things that I see a lot. I see a small business owner. My son's great on TikTok. He's going to be my social media guy. And I'm like, you're going to call me in a month.
Right.
And get this right. So, you know, if you're starting a new business, Wyatt, I mean, how would you approach, how would you advise somebody who's been in business for less than a year? What's their approach to putting together a marketing strategy for them?
Sure. I think there just needs to be a wake-up call on what they've put aside monetarily. And I say that, and it's not something that I came up with. Go on the small and medium-sized business, SMB, you know, if you go in like small, what is it? Small Business Association, SBA.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you ask, what percentage should I put on marketing? The general answer is 5% of your gross. Now, it's dependent on segment, of course.
Right.
But the people that I see growing on a consistent basis are 8 to 10%, sometimes more.
Wow.
The people that are growing aren't afraid to risk and spend money on marketing. Usually the people that aren't growing their businesses aren't spending anything.
Yes.
You know, they'll spend more money on a salesperson. Sometimes we know what a salesperson's, if they're a good salesperson, how much they cost. I'm not saying stop doing that, but you know, just if they had opportunities to do better, you know, those are dollars well spent. But I'm just saying, take a look at your segment, you know, ask ChatGPT, what should I be spending? What should I be spending in my market segment? It'll give you a percentage.
Yeah.
Well, I've always said no one's going to spend money with you or do business with you if they don't know that you exist.
Right. Right.
It's a visibility thing, hands down. And that's usually where we start is if you're starting your own marketing business, well, are you to be found?
Right. Right. You know, can you market yourself?
Yeah. I had somebody talking to us about their business and how good they were at marketing, not a review on Google.
Oh,
that bothered me.
Yeah.
Like,
You better have a reputation because how are you going to back up what you say you're going to be able to do?
Right.
You know, and I think that's the hardest thing for somebody going into marketing is to build a portfolio. Like you said, Sean, if you can't sell, you have to be able to sell first.
Yeah.
And have that psychology, you know, a growth mindset, a learning mindset to where, hey, I need to be able to do some things different.
Where, you know, you're also a fractional CMO. Right. So, a two-part question. Define that a little bit and define some of the, I don't want to say the biggest opportunities, but what are some common opportunities that you've seen businesses that have done pretty well, but maybe they overlooked a few areas and, you know, what are some opportunities that they could have improved on?
Absolutely. One thing that I'm doing for myself and I suggest for ones that I work with in a CMO capacity is you need to spend money on video. Drop some money on video. Get your customer, your happiest customers on film talking about the story.
Okay.
Not just, you want them to gather the whole experience and why they chose you. What was the customer experience? Video budget's huge. And my suggestion is if you don't have a lot of dollars to work with, do one a quarter. And even if you can't afford a media team to go out there and do it, shoot it on your cell phone. Put it on YouTube. It's that easy. Shoot it on your, I mean, these iPhones, video capability are great.
Yeah,
you're right.
You know, it doesn't need to be studio quality. You know, we just built a $2 million business in 2022 on most of that shot on a phone.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. It's doable.
So video testimonies.
Video testimonials or the interaction before, after.
Do you script those for your clients or?
No, scripting comes off as being too cold, too mechanical, too fake. And I think that people are picking up on that. They want to see the real deal.
Yeah. Where are some of the platforms you would put that video? And does it depend, you know, like would you recommend TikTok for Ron to blow up or?
you know, I'm not even going to try to say I'm awesome at the social media game. You know, I've been using LinkedIn. And YouTube.
YouTube's your second largest search engine.
Yeah.
And very indexable. I like to use either Vimeo or YouTube, depending on the circumstance. But make sure the streaming is done off your website, not on your website, or that'll suck up a lot of bandwidth.
Oh,
yeah, okay. You know, it could take up gigs of your hosting and, you know, charge you more. So, you know, just kind of integrating that. You got to look at things we on the SEO side, like Google page scores, speeds. So being able to optimize that kind of stuff. But going back to video, yes, you can upload directly to LinkedIn. I usually like leaving mine on YouTube and just cross-linking. And I'm sure you would know for Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, for Facebook and Instagram, always take the time to utilize a YouTube downloader. Put that link in there, download it to your desktop or laptop, and upload it to Facebook or Instagram, because then it'll recognize it as more of an organic, you know, video. If you use that YouTube link and put it in the body of the post itself, and it'll show you that thumbnail from YouTube. I mean, think of it this way. Facebook and YouTube aren't the best buddies. just test it out. I mean, you'll probably get three people who see the YouTube link, but if you upload that video, or, you know, natively, organically, you'll get a lot more reach, exponentially more reach, more impressions that way.
Wow.
Yeah, so you got to take the time to do it, but it'll absolutely pay off big time. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So what other advice, or and I would say advice, let's go the opposite way. What are some of the biggest missteps that you've seen?
I think some of the biggest missteps is spending money on marketing where you can't amateurize or get return investment. Conversion rate optimization, however you want to take it. What ends up happening is people are spending so many different arms in marketing. It becomes untrackable. You know, where they're like, well, how do I know it wasn't the wrap on my vehicle? How do I know it wasn't the billboard? How do I know? It just, you get stuck in this, you know, what if statement.
Right.
Where it all answers kind of what was said before. It's part of your visibility. And it has to factor into that. If it gets so confusing because you're doing so many different things, you should have a good idea where that traffic to your website. There's ways to track it. So just kind of hammering down, how do we track what's coming from where?
I mean, the stats that I've seen most recent of how many impressions before somebody actually recognizes your brand, you know, whether it's online or that your vehicle wrap or your billboard, whatever it is about 17 to 20 times.
Wow.
You know, with our attention spans being so short.
Right.
So I'm in the mode where I advise clients to have that omnipresence online, specifically social media.
Yeah.
But if it's applicable, right? I mean, Facebook and Instagram are probably always gimmies. LinkedIn, I think it's still one of the most underutilized platforms.
Absolutely.
Still, even though it's grown substantially. But what other platforms are your potential clients or your clients on to stay in front of them? You know, so I'm, you know, and there's some businesses that do very well, but they're only on one platform. You know, like an apparel company, I believe it's, if done right, if they put all the efforts on Instagram, they could probably do well, but it has to be very artistic, you know, video, and the brand has to have that special, you know, feel and touch and whatnot. But more times than not, it's more of an omnipresence, I believe.
It all depends if you're B2C or B2B and kind of segmenting down from there. But don't jump to another platform unless you got a good presence on one.
Yeah.
Very good.
Whew, tired.
Yeah, that was a great show.
Some good stuff. So thank you, everybody, for taking time to turn off the Super Bowl and listen to us. And if you have any questions, you want to reach out to me directly, text me at 520-339-0259, and we'll catch you next week.